Both of today's readings are really hard for us to swallow, digest, process, but it's very crucial and important for us to really reflect, meditate, and try to put them into practice. First, we have to remind ourselves, just like what I said in my homily this weekend, that the kingdom of God never grow or strive in optimal environment or fertile environment. It has always strive in challenging moments and atmosphere, places where there are still a lot of trials and obstacles, and at times persecutions too. It's very contradictory and very paradoxical for us to see that. But see, right now, the parts of the world that the church is striving and growing. Why? Because perhaps go back to what the saint have said, that the seeds, the blood of martyrs are the seeds of faith. When Christians will to choose their faith and live their faith intentionally, when the church strive. And when we get comfortable, we forget that we're called, like what St. Paul said, ministers of God. We just become consumers. When we forget that we are called to be ministers of God, we will become consumers that only choose our faith as a convenience. Yet, in the midst of being disciples and recognizing that we are God's servants, no matter what might arise, St. Paul said, now is the very acceptable time. Now is the day of salvation. Please don't wait for, I'll go to church, I'll live my faith, I'll be a Christian when it's good for me, when it's not hot, when it's not busy with baseball season, when it's not practice season, when it not this and that. Too many times we have allowed everything to go in front of what we're called to be, and it's never an acceptable time for us to live our faith. The acceptable time is now, not tomorrow, or an unhealthy nostalgia of what things used to be, or how wonderful it was in the past. The acceptable time is now. The time of salvation is now. We all have this opportunity, this invitation to grow where God has planted us. And which lead us toward the gospel reading today. Let us remember that mercy is not a sign of weakness. Mercy is the sign of courage. To not stoop down to what our enemy has given us with an eye for an eye or a tooth for a tooth. But mercy is the courage to be able to not react, but to respond with the love of God. Knowing that God is the one who justified us. God is the one who sees us. God the one who knows us. And God is the one who sees the intentions of our heart. If we react to all the wrongdoings that are given to us, then it would be total war, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. Because retributive justice will always leave us lame, blind, hardened, hurt, resentful, angry, frustrated, and all the likes. Retributive justice can only go too far. Yet, divine justice, justice that is found in mercy, in knowing that Jesus had been offered an expiation for our sins, allowed us to bear all wrongs, all the things that are hard and challenging at this moment, so that God is living in us and through us, which lead us toward what the saint tells us. Like Mother Teresa said, love until it hurts. Or like Saint Teresa Lisieux called us, do small things with great love. This is what we're called to do, to grow where we have been planted and to be flexible in letting the kingdom of God live within us. Now is the acceptable time. Now is the time of salvation. May we heed the call of St. Paul and allow our faith to be a living, no matter what the trials, the hardships, the sufferings, or whatever is right in front of us.